Tu sais, la lumière d'un bleu sur les arbres, la pourriture de la plus blanche mare, la sagesse bouleversant, la sagesse cœur brisant, la sagesse de l'enfant, cœur brisant.
Wish I was see-through.
Crying.
Yeah, kids can be so cruel.
Crying.
But no one more than I
Crying.
Knew how to make me cry.
Crying.
Now you call me fat like it hurts me.
Crying.
Well, I've turned off my Google Alerts, see?
Crying.
'Cause what's thicker than my thighs
Crying.
Is the resolve inside to never let you see me cry. Oh yeah. Well, I don't even cry no more. Oh yeah. Well, I don't even cry. Was told from a young age you have to pick a side. That always made me cry. Still searching for ways to define, to tend to a fire that's so lit up inside. And if you doubt me, that's fine, because
oh yeah.
fall at all. Place.
One of my favorite local bands and one of my favorite human beings, Natalie Westfall and her band Teenage Geese right there, a Windsor, Ontario band, Teenage Geese. We heard the song California. That is from Teenage Geese's 2016 album, Cat and Cormorant. In the middle, it is brand new music from the vocal powerhouse that is Begonia. This song is called Crying. It is such a good, empowering anthem, and that is from her new sophomore album, Pastel Blue. And then we started things off with Montreal indie folk singer-songwriter Allison Russell. Her debut album is called Outside Child. We heard the opening song, Montreal, from Allison Russell. Right now, it is music from a musician who splits her time between Toronto and now is based in Hawaii. And I think, what a trade-off. I am so jealous. Aaron Smith, singer-songwriter Aaron Smith, right now here on A Girly So Groovy.
Crazy ways might make me smile, but you do not
Wow, that was a set that really built an energy, and I didn't really intend that. That is music right there from the alternative duo known as the Pack AD. The song is called Dollhouse. It is the title track to the duo's album, Dollhouse. In the middle, it is brand new music from a Detroit band that reached out to me to share their new music. Elspeth Tremblay and The Treatment. The song is called Backseat. That is off their new album, Iconoclastic. Again, Elspeth Tremblay and The Treatment. In the middle, starting that set off, it is formerly Toronto-based, now Hawaii-based, singer-songwriter Aaron Smith and the Aaron Smith Band. We heard the song St. Joan. That comes from Aaron Smith's 1999 debut album, Hey, Nice Pants. Such a fun indie rock spirit of an album from Aaron Smith right there. Lots more music to get to in the second hour of the show. Let me remind you that if you ever miss an episode of Girly So Groovy or would just like to listen again, you can find us on the listening platform Mixcloud. Simply go to the website mixcloud.com/girlysogroovy, girly and groovy ending with an IE. When you're there, you will find 10 weeks worth of a Girly So Groovy just waiting for you to binge your little heart out and enjoy, enjoy, enjoy. You can press play, press pause, come and go as you like. Listen at your leisure with our Mixcloud account. Again, mixcloud.com/girlysogroovy. Coming up in the second hour, it is a listener request for this month's Pioneering Musician Celebration. It is the trailblazing R&B artist Etta James. That's coming up in the second hour. But let's wrap up this first hour right now. One musician who I feel like in many ways makes music created in the spirit of Etta James is Indigenous Vancouver blues rocker Noreen Braun. There's something about her vocal delivery that just feels like it's modeled on that of Etta James. Well, Noreen Braun has a new album out. It's called Kind of Blues. We're going to wrap up this first hour with Noreen Braun doing the song Gone to the Spirit's Blues right now here on Girly So Groovy. Let's jump into the second hour. I am so excited for this second hour. It is a show I've been wanting to do for such a long time. All year long. Every month, we have been doing a new series here on Girly So Groovy. Each month, we choose one pioneering or trailblazing musician or band and spend the hour celebrating said person and bringing in the voices of musicians or bands influenced by that performer. This month is one of my absolute favorites, Etta James. Etta James is a trailblazing, pioneering musician for R&B. She is best known for the song At Last, but she is so much more than just that one song, At Last. Etta James is regarded as having bridged the gap between R&B and rock and roll. She's the winner of 6 Grammys, 17 Blues Music Awards. She was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, the Blues Hall of Fame, the Grammy Hall of Fame. Rolling Stone magazine has listed in their 100 Greatest Singers and 100 Greatest Artists of All Time. Etta James is one of the most influential musicians over the last 50 years. Much of the music we listen to today would not sound the way it does without the influence of Etta James. Among those who cite Etta James as an influence are classics like Diana Ross, Janis Joplin, Tina Turner. The list continues down the generations to modern musicians like Hayley Williams of Paramore, contemporary singers like Christina Aguilera, Amy Winehouse, Adele, and Beyoncé. They all are cheerleaders for Etta James. Let's dive into this. It is Miss Etta James.